The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
GMHBA Stadium, kick to kick taking place. 10-16, 76, 9-14, 68 was the final score. Geelong winning by 8 points around the grounds. We can tell you that Adelaide have just made a little bit of a move on the Suns, but they trail by 20 points, 8-12 to 6-4. The Cats, of course, playing the Crows next week. Neil, you and Benny holding your own private conversation there. Is something I need to be let into?
No, there's a man wandering across GMHBA Stadium. Looks remarkably like John Bon Jovi. So he just had the sort of the flowing locks. He obviously puts a fair bit of time into the Yogi Bear and a bit of Weller Balsam.
Right, thank you for that. Early today, Essendon 17-5-107, Hawthorne 11-17-83, and the GWS Giants 17-19-121, North Melbourne 13-4-82. Tomorrow, three games to finish the round, including Melbourne and the Bulldogs at the MCG. Port Adelaide have got West Coast, and the other game tomorrow afternoon. Just having a very quick look at the fixture
South
card for
Bowen
tomorrow.
Versus Old Brighton
is Fremantle and Brisbane Lions. Yes, a few local practice matches on tomorrow. St Mary's are out on Anthony Costa Oval, playing Aberfeldy from the Essendon League. Bowen heads at home to Williamstown CYMS from the Ammos. So a few games tomorrow. Newcombe are playing out at North Shore, I think, against... out of town. So
if you follow your local... Footy's alive and well.
Absolutely. 3 weeks, 2 weeks to the Bellarine season, Easter weekend, and then 3 weeks to the GFNL and GDFNL seasons start as well. So looking forward to those. And
we're
of course,
4 weeks away.
Newtown, Chilwell and North Shore are playing a round zero game. Beauty.
Yeah, they can do it. They like Westo. We're starting in 4 weeks. Now, today, King, yes. I agree with you. It was an ugly win, but that's okay. In round one, it was a game that you probably like to start with, in all fairness. It was contested. There were bodies everywhere. You've got to be good around the ball when you're playing against a Ross Lyon side. That's the way they play. They think defence first. There was a lot of thinking needed to be done by the Cats players when delivering the ball inside 50, just purely because of the numbers that the Saints put back there. That look at the... People can say they don't like that style. Well, you know, that's okay. They didn't win. But they put up one hell of a fight. And with, 90 seconds to go before Dangerfield kicked that in-swinger, they were a massive chance to win. So a good contest. A couple of the older, experienced players we made mention during the call, Tom, they stood up and won the big moments. Yeah, Tui did one. Dangerfield did one. But then we also had some inexperienced players do it as well. Dempsey's kick to Tui. That ball came from Manor getting it out. Just some little things that we liked. And We certainly liked Holmes off halfback. That was really good. Bruin's a player. There's no doubt about that. That was his 50th hit out. He's only going to get better. He can obviously play a little bit sore. He went off. He ankle, foot, whatever was going on. He was about off for the whole of the first quarter. Came back, played well.
Back to 10 points, Adelaide.
That's extraordinary.
Make it 8 points, I should
seven
say.
Seven goals before.
Yeah, 60-52. There's 3:09 to play. Joshua Shelley has had actually quite an influence on this contest. Isaac Rankin's just kicked a goal. But Joshua Shelley's kicked 3 of the last 7, I think, that the Crows have kicked. Jason Doherty's back from the rooms.
How are you?
Tanner Bruin, are they going to have to do any further investigation?
No. Why?
Yeah. Well, actually... Leather poisoning?
Yeah, I know. He's a bit sore, but he had his calf strapped, actually, at the end, which they did at three-quarter time, but maybe just because of related to the foot, I suspect. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I think he'll be sore, but he'll be okay.
Six-day turnaround into the Crows. Injury updates thanks to St. John of God. Just the mood down there?
Yes, just a going.
Yeah.
Not really celebratory. I think it was a pretty tough game for most of the night. So there's a few sore bodies. There was a lot of pickle juice in the last quarter down there, and a lot of physio rubbing from the players.
The Crows have just gone back inside forward 50. Can't take a mark, but they are well and truly still a chance to steal this one, potentially like St Kilda almost did here. Benny, off the KFC X, getting to KFC for a $10 mega fill-up with all your faves.
Yes, Josh Conway suggesting the Hawkins saw an interview on the ground post-game on the TV. Was comfortably the cringiest thing ever.
our own buzz.
Wasn't happy with that. JFK says, great atmosphere and so loud after James's goal to seal it. Young kids excelling under the old heads. Juzcat, love the shibby from Manor and Dempsey. Both got some X factor. Manor got breakaway speed. Holmes good. Bruin good. Clark harder than a put Pitbull's Skull. Putrid flooding game from Lyon. Take the four. Clay suggesting great start to the season. Little inaccurate, but a few posters will do that.
Was it four?
Go the Cats. I think they had four posters. Simon suggesting love the game of Dempsey at home. It's a good fighting win against a good opponent. Kyrie suggesting the ugly win, but we'll take the 4 points. Long season ahead. Dempsey is on next week. Ed suggesting good win. Yes, Ross did. Flood didn't help Dempsey. Has to get the rising star, so that could be interesting whether Ollie Dempsey does get the rising star. Frank Protter says it was heart attack central. Dangerfield was clutch. So Cat fans pretty happy. It was a tough win against a team that's going to make every opponent it plays this year beat it. It's not going to beat itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you in this fifth quarter. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.